Sometimes people like to stay the way they are. Why? Well, it might draw more attention to that person. Perhaps they can use their sickness to manipulate others. Perhaps they want people to feel sorry for them, or they want to get out some kind of responsibility. But my beloved, there can be all kinds of reasons of why we don't want to be changed. But the fact is, we all need changing, and Jesus is the life changer.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In the book of John, chapter 5, verse 1 says, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water." Verse 5, "Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. Verse 6, "When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he'd already been in that condition a long time, said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?'" My beloved, the Bible says, "And Jesus went up to Jerusalem." He was going to one of the Jewish feasts, and I believe that Jesus going to Jerusalem was not just of his own initiative. God, the Holy Spirit, was leading him there. Whether you realize it or not, this was a divine appointment. You know, sometimes we think that things happen by accident or by coincidence, but Jesus coming to this man was no accident. Of all places to go, this was where Jesus was led, the pool of Bethesda, where the sick and the lame and the paralyzed were located. You see, there was something that God wanted to do in this man's life. And my friend, there is something that God wants to do in your life. With this man, he wanted to change his condition. And perhaps Jesus wants to change your condition also. It could be your physical condition. It could be your emotional condition. Jesus might want to change your spiritual condition, or change your attitude or your conduct, or maybe change your theology that may not be right. Or maybe he wants to change your moral state or your tongue or your sarcasm. Whatever it might be, Jesus is in the business of changing people. And my friend, people need to be changed. I need to be changed. I want God to change me. I am not perfect. And I thank God that he's working in me and he's working through me, sanctifying me to become more Christ-like. But my friend, left to ourselves, we will die a miserable, hopeless, destitute, and impoverished people. Can I say this? That this nation of America needs changing. This government needs changing. Men's hearts need changing. My friend, the church today in the United States of America desperately needs changing. The Bible says judgment begins at the house of God. But it's true. Some of our attitudes and how we treat people need to be changed. And I know just the one who can do it. He's a miracle worker. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows the inner thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly how to do it. Jesus can change you right now. He can give you a new heart. The question is, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be changed? That's the question. I mean, really, you know, sometimes people like to say that they want to be changed, but really they want to stay the way they are. Why? Well, it might draw more attention to that person. Perhaps they can use their sickness to manipulate others. Perhaps they want people to feel sorry for them, whatever it might be. But my friend, the fact is, Jesus knows what we need, and we need to be changed. The Lord can touch you if you'll believe him right now by faith.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.